Well, let's stay in the NFL, because if you're looking to own a piece of the Green Bay Packers, it'll cost you just $300. The NFL franchise is offering up ownership shares for the first time in nearly a decade. Let's bring in Yahoo Sports reporter Charles Robinson. Charles, it sounds great, right? $300 to own the Green Bay Packers, but there's a bit of a caveat here because there's not much you can do with the share.
Yeah, really what these are, it's part of a vehicle used for a capital raise. They're trying to raise $90 million for future infrastructure projects and other projects related to the team. And so what they do is periodically they will issue shares to whoever wants to buy them. So it's $300 a share, 300,000 shares that are going to be made public through next February, or really however long it takes to sell all of them. But they don't come with any kind of dividends. It's not like a normal share that you or I would trade on, say, the stock market. There's no dividends. There's no interest. They don't really change in value. You can't sell them to anyone. You can sell them back to the franchise for far less than you actually paid for the share. And you do get minimal voting rights, although the voting rights for the Packers board is actually held by the vast majority of the voting rights are held by a much smaller group of people.
Wow, when you say no financial interest, no transfers, no dividend, I'm thinking, how is this better than an NFT? Just not even quite as buzzy. But I think it highlights some of the disparities that we see within the NFL and the teams. And of course, this hits other sports as well. But just that there's an incredible pot of money, for instance, in New York that can chase all the teams and the players. You don't necessarily have that elsewhere. And is this just one of a bunch of different tools that a team can use to raise some additional cash?
Well, the Packers can use them because essentially they're a nonprofit. They're a publicly held corporation in Green Bay. No other franchise can be really have the setup that the Packers have. The rules were changed long ago. You can't really be publicly held like this anymore. And the Packers were essentially grandfathered in when that rule was passed, largely because at that point the team was held by a very vast number of shareholders. So this isn't something that, say, the Dallas Cowboys can just go out and go, oh, we're going to, you know, issue equity in the Dallas Cowboys. It doesn't really work that way. I kind of made the joke that maybe teams should, you know, start issuing their own coins, you know, Packer coin, Leap Ethereum or whatever for the Green Bay crowd. But it's just very unique to the Packers the way that this is ultimately set up. And I think the NFL likes the fact that there is a team out there that is held in public trust, even though that team does have to actually show its books annually, so we get an idea of the profits that NFL teams make.